So we do brachia for all things. For his mercies, Dick and Benny, as he endeavored to speak on the tenderness of Yah, tender-hearted one toward another. We are a generation that believes, as Deacon Benny began to express that, I thought, a parent disciplining the child, correcting their child. The child doesn't think that the parent is being tender-hearted. Yet the parent is showing the most beauty of the expression of the tender-heartedness of Almighty Yah. Because the parent corrects the child in the way that they should not turn out of the way of Yah. This is such an ignorant generation. It is vile, it is ignorant, and it is stupid. Unless Yahweh watches over the city, then they that labor, labor in vain. Unless the watchmen watch, then his labor, his watch is in vain. For Yah will establish the watchman. And those that have the spiritual perception and the spiritual depth to see beyond the carnality and the carnal expression of man. We need men today that speak authoritatively by the Ruah of Yah. They have the living power of this witness, this truth of Yahshua in them. For he is our life. For he is the expression of the power of Torah. So he is our life. And without that living power of that expression in us, we're vain people. That's why there's so much vanity today. That's why there's an empty generation. So correct us, yeah. He is going to correct Israel. I like that. Torah, Deacon Benny. Hallelujah. And so when things are expressed to us, we don't believe that one is expressing the things that are they're expressing in a way that's proper. Does Yahweh correct us? Does he chastise us? Does he put the rod to us? Is he full of tender mercies? Is he full of kindness? This is a jackass, stupid generation. This is how the carnal mind thinks. This is the stupidity and the unlearned mind. That's the way it thinks. That's what Deacon Benny, he's expressed unto us. Do you not know you're still carnal? If these things exist among you, do you not know that you are working in a carnal mindset? And we know that the carnal mind is enmity against the Torah of Yah. So this is a generation that rejects his correction. He despised this generation. You're right, my brother. Only a few got to enter in. And few there be that literally even find it. For many shall enter in to the broad way that leads to destruction. And there is no way any broader than your mind. It is a broad way. It is a corrupt way. And every kind of deceivable, destructive lie that is perpetrated in your own mind that draws you away from the legitimacy of the truth of Yah, that you literally believe your little corrupt, penny-ante mind. And then you think highly of yourself. No, it's not me, it is you. This is a generation of hypocrisy. Hallelujah. And that is why Yah must raise up a mighty man. Raise him up, Yah, wherever he is. I will know him. I will submit. No, it's not you. Because you think you're mighty. Gideon was just there and Yah raised him up. He said, you're a mighty man. Hallelujah. So you think you're mighty. A man of substance, he doesn't think that. He knows what he has. He doesn't need anyone to tell him that. That's why Shaul said, the man that is spiritual, he judge all things. And this is a generation without judgment. You better study the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. You're the one that testify of him. Any time there is no judgment, the house will fall. It is open unto every kind of vile, sadistic, unclean spirit there is. When there is no judgment, you will find yourself doing every kind of damnable, deceitful lie it is. It is very easy for you to tell a lie. Your conscience are not even, they are not even convicted of your lies because your mind is seared. This is a generation that lies unconsciously. They don't even know they're lying because it's just a woven fabric of their lies. Something is drastically wrong in that mind. When a mind speaks something that is predicated or based upon a false analogy or something that they want to obscure the true reality, something is demented there. And so you raise your children, you train them to lie because you're a liar. That's the truth. Children will respond and act just the way those that have the authority and the power over them. Sure they will. You can say what you want to. Hallelujah. Well, the teachers are not doing their job. No, my friend, it's not the teachers not doing their jobs. It's you, you ignorant thing. You're not doing the job at home. That's what it is. That's what they do, don't they? There are teachers that labor. There are teachers that are truly dedicated to their profession. And they truly love what they're doing. And so they put these hard-headed, dysfunctional children in the class. And the parents, well, I won't know why my baby, she was mad in the third grade. She ain't mad now. They're just dumb. Well, if you're talking like that at home, why do you think the child is talking the way the child is talking? I will, my brother. As the old preacher would say, go, come on here, somebody. That's all right. You don't have to come. I'm all right. Believe me, I'm all right. Today when I stood along, as Deacon Billy said, no gesturing, no folly. Nah, I will stand alone when it comes to the things of Yah. I will not capitulate. What do you mean? I will not change. I will not flip-flop like a pancake. I will not vacillate. Well, that's all right to do that, brother. Well, brother, you can't do it. Well, brother, you know, you gave an offering of $50. No. No. For Yahweh's word is true. And it does one thing continuously. Can I tell you? Deacon Biddy told us tonight, it is a rod of correction. And that's why you don't like it. That's why you don't study it. That's why it is not fervent in the inward parts. That's why you don't like to hear it, because you have nothing in you. And the only way you're going to believe in what's in the book, you must hear it. It's nothing like one speaking what's in the book. Because it produces the imunah, the strength of Yah to stand on what He has said. And so the enemy has done a tacticianary job. He's a tactician. He has tactfully played you. Against who? Against Yah? No, my friend. He plays you against your own stupidity and your own ignorance. The jinn is setting you fall for the same trap. That's an ignorant mind. Hallelujah. As though Mr. Bush was trying to speak the proverb, fool me once, he looked like a fool trying to speak it. He really was baffled. Fool me twice, then shame on me. And why is it that we cannot resist and overcome, giving no place, as he said to us? Why is it that we give place to the enemy? Can I tell you why? Will you believe me? It's in the same book you read from. Scripture tells us to submit ourselves unto the word of Yah and resist the powers of hell, the devil. Not that he might. There's a confirmation, and he shall. And he shall. And he shall. And he shall, and he shall flee. No liar. No, there's nothing more vile. I will say this. There's nothing more filthy than a liar. I hate liars. Yah hates all liars. I hate liars. We should be conscious of what we say, how we say it, and we should be aware of it. You say it the way it is. Hallelujah. And if we don't have someone that's spiritual or somebody that's spiritual, we are a woeful people. You better pray that God raises up a spiritual man. Hallelujah. Did he feed us with spiritual truth? Was it directive? Of course he didn't speak to you though. Whom Yahweh loves, he chasteth. And every son that he received, he corrected. Now, he's not going to speak in some invisible voice to you. He's going to put those in our lives in place, in position, to say, you ignorant jackass, stop. That's what he's going to tell us. And because Deacon Minnie says we think highly of ourselves, we can't hear that. He's not going to sit on my lock to speak to you. You can't hear those that have some form of wisdom. This is a stupid world. It is a stupid world. It's a stupid world. Everyone thinks that he or she knows everything. And when you do not give the proper time in anything, how do you even know? Tell me. How do you know? If you don't spend proper time in the book, how do you even know your actions? Because you have nothing to reflect as to what you're doing. No, you're not reading of a few scriptures. You're not 10-minute visual. That is nothing. Some of you hypocrites in here don't even pick the book up. You pick up every law, every form of gossip. You don't even pick the book up. There's nothing burning in your life to cause you to gravitate. The Yah never speaks to your mind. The Ruah of Yah never draws anything out because there's nothing to draw. And you must go to the well. Well, the well is the book. The well is the scroll. For in that you find the Hamashiach, the delivering power of Yah. When you go to this, you will find yourself delivered. For whom shall Hamashiach makes free? It's free, and he has made me. I'm made in the image of his dear son, of his bin Adam. I'm made in that image, having that mind. What? Well, to please him. I desire above all things to please him. I will not, as I say often, capitulate. Nah. For what? I will not sell Yah short. For any man, for wife, for anyone. I will not. It is something I want to tell this wicked generation. It is one thing about this wicked generation. It is so wicked that they think that everyone has the same appetite or propensity, and that is the purpose and desire that they possess because they're wicked. You understand? And so the enemy, as he has always done, there will always be an assault on the one that stands in the authority of Yah's Hamashiach because he is my head. And I will not reduce the power of Yahshua down to some effeminate little thing to make us feel rosy. I will not do that. Will not do it. I will show Israel their sin. In the house of Yehuda their sin and Israel their transgression. Well, people that transgress, you don't love him. You don't want to hear it. You don't want no one to tell you that, but I tell you that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have nothing in you. You better get the truth in you. He tells us to buy lies, doesn't he? And buy the truth. Wisdom. 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 He tells us to buy wisdom. And he also says buy understanding too. Counsel. Correction. Discipline. If someone tells us that, we get angry as hell, don't we? Sure you do. That's how you get angry. Because you think highly of yourself. I'm better than you. You're nothing but a funky piece of clay that stinks. It stinks. You know, let me say this before I close. You know how our bodies... Of course, you can't take a bath tonight. You can. You can put on your smell good stuff. You can... And when you awaken in the morning, there's a stench there, isn't it? It is just a natural process of the body to detoxify and to cleanse itself. That is a metaphor of what even we go to bed with, what we go to sleep with. As Deacon Benny, he read the scripture, he says, be ye angry, but sin not. See, when a wise man gets angry, he speaks with the wisdom of Yah. A fool, they speak their mind. And their minds are damnable and corrupt. If we don't have a one spiritual man in the midst, that's all right. Let it be Deacon Minnie. I can hear what he say. As long as he judge. That's the true insignia. Or that's the badge of the strength of his position in Yah that he judge. Mishpatim. The judgments of Yah. And that we do need. He made a statement that we always, he didn't say it, but birds of the same feather flock together. No other way, Brother Yosef. Only birds of the same feather flock together. You don't see a crow with a buzzard. I know it's no buzzards, as you say, in America. I call them a buzzard. A dog, a gringo is a dog, isn't it? It's still a dog. So birds of the same feather, they all flock together. You see chickens out there. You see goats out there in the field. Cows. The sheep don't flock with the goat. The goats don't flock with the sheep. And the cows do not flock with the horses. Cows go together. Goats go together. Blue jays go together. Redbirds go together. Sparrows together. And those that are wicked, they flock together. Those that have a propensity to desire to please Yah, they want those in the midst of them that will speak words of correction and that will show them their flaws. They want that. But a fool wants to be around fool. A fool. A fool of laughter and giving place to the enemy. But a wise man, he wants to be around men that's wise. A wise man wants to be around men that are wise. A fool wants to be around fool. I like wise men. I got a thing for men. Don't want to be around women. If a woman I want to be around, that's Sister Roberts. I want to be around men. I got a thing for men. I got a love affair for men. That's all right. And I'm a man, too. How do you know you're a man? Because the Hamashiach is my head. That's how I do know I'm a man. I am a man. So I have a thing for men. Hallelujah. I like men now. Not effeminate boys. I like men. I like men. I like men. Not effeminate boys. I like men. As the old folks would say, I like mans or men's. I like a man. Hallelujah. Not a little effeminate boy that's unassured. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's for homos talk. You know what I am. Don't have to prove a thing. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you all. You that are listening, may His strength. His assurance rest in your life tonight where you're listening from. Wonderful word from our deacon here, Deacon Benny Honeycutt. An excellent word of truth. May it strengthen your inward parts. Give you resolve in the battle that you're battling against, and that you will overcome the opposition, and that is your own carnal mind. When you out there with Yisrael, he wasn't telling them what the devil was doing. He was telling them they were rebellious in their sins. He was pointing out what they were doing. Sure he was. You have no excuse. Period. So may He cause your love to delight tonight in the simplicity of His truth, as rich and fervent, give us the necessary strength and the necessary food for the battle that is ahead. And the battle is ahead. May Yah bless you all. Let us stand to our feet here. Be encouraged. I am. I'm very encouraged. I'm elated with what my Abba is doing. I am very happy. I am. Hallelujah. Don't have a nickel, no money. Brother James gave a tremendous offering today. What I'll do, I'll put it back. But I'm broke. No money. No substance. Don't need anything but Yahshua. That's all I need. Hallelujah. And I'm very contented. And I will not act like a fool. I will not be a liar. I will not be a deceiver. That I will not. And above all things, I will not be a cowardice, a man that is cowardly and is afraid to speak what the book says to indict all, regardless to who it is. Above all, Brother Ricky called me, say, Pastor Roberts, the message on Shabbat. it spoke to me. I said, no, my brother. Above all, it spoke to me. He's right. There are folks out there that are listening. Sister wrote me first time last week listening to our broadcast. She said, what a word. What a blessing. What an assurance. What a strength of confirmation. Hallelujah. See, those out there, they want a piece of bread. They're dying for a cup of water in this desert place. Brother Ricky said, he spoke to me, Pastor Robert. I said, no, my friend, I can give you all that. He spoke to me. Hallelujah. We can share in that. This is the wicked generation that Yah doesn't speak to them. When Yah doesn't speak to you, and you will know He's speaking to you. You know how you know He's speaking? Can I tell you? For He is known by His Ru'ah HaMishpatim. If He doesn't judge you, do you stink in the morning when you get up? Does your breath stink? Your teeth feel nasty? Your mouth stink? It's a process of cleansing, isn't it? And so that's the way we are spiritually. It's the constant purging and cleansing. It has to be. If we not cleanse and purge, we will stink like dogs. And that's why we stink like dogs. Our attitudes, our disposition. Hallelujah. We look like we stink. You feel like you stink. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you all. In all things we do, Barak you, Abba. We pray for your people, the bodies of your people. Touch other people here, Sister Horn. Everyone, I pray, Yah. Those that have infirmities and pains, whatever it is, the little ones, bless them, the brothers. Reassure them, I pray. And those that have labor today, in your shoes, mighty name, Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.